Hello, everybody. I'm just spending the latter part of my lunch outside again. A lot chillier tonight, let me say that much. It's a lot chillier here tonight. I'm just going around the side of my building here where it isn't as fucking noisy. I wanted to talk a bit about, yes, we're going to talk about video games. That's right. We're not talking about bongs, 27-year-old pop musicians dying. No, we are going to talk about video games, which is exactly what this was intended for to begin with. So, I pre-ordered Catherine. I know that's coming out tomorrow, but I couldn't make my way to a GameStop to pre-order it in person. I don't have the time. I'm not off until Thursday, and even then, my Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are all booked for doing things. I'm not even sure if I can do a show this weekend. That's how busy I am. If I'm going to do a show on Friday, we're going to have to do it like between 9 and 12 noon. We would have to do a show then, because that's the only open window I have right now. So anyways, talk about games. So I want to talk about Catherine. Catherine is a game by Atlus, which is unlike most games that have come out recently. This one looks like it plays more like a Japanese Bishouju game, except it's got awesome Japanimation cutscenes, which I'm actually looking forward to playing. So, thing is though, is Phil and I, he goes, you should get the PS3 version, the cutscenes will look better, blah blah blah. To me, yeah, of course the cutscenes are going to look better on the PS3 because they're on Blu-ray. They're uncompressed. But to me, what matters the most is how fast does the game load. So I'm like, okay. Thing is, though, is I'm going to review the game eventually anyway once I finish it. And I might as well do that with Phil. Because he's getting it, too. For PlayStation 3. So I got the PlayStation 3 version. And I ordered on Amazon. Amazon's really good with shipping out pre-ordered games. They usually arrive within the week. And, well, unless you're ordering on a Friday, or the game gets released on a Friday, then you're fucked. But, so, with it again comes the soundtrack and the art book, which is usually stuff that game companies will want to charge a collector's edition price for, which is $89.99 usually. But no, this game's $60, and those things are thrown in as a pre-order bonus, which I think is rad. And I'm looking forward to playing it. I started reading up a lot more on it today, and I'm just more and more hyped about it because I like the concept. The concept of the game is basically you play Joe Average, and you're not saving the world, you're not a cop, you're not this, you're not that. No, you're just a regular ass person, and you're in a relationship, and you wind up fucking around on your girlfriend essentially, and you know you have to live with the guilt. You have to make complex, hard decisions. In your moral decisions in the game. And the reason I like it so much is because, to me, that game is ultra realistic. I mean, who doesn't go through that kind of shit in their lives? I mean, everyone's gone through it at least once. You know, temptation, contemplation, and then doing the right thing and all that shit. You know, or doing whatever it takes to make you happy, but they made a game out of it. I'm like, I gotta play this. They do say the puzzle elements in the game could be a little bit challenging, but it's okay. But yeah, I ordered it. I didn't order the collector's edition because the t-shirt and the boxer shorts are not gonna fit me because I'm a fat fuck and I need to lose weight. And so I didn't bother getting that. Plus the whole getting it in a pizza box really didn't appeal to me. That stuff probably appeals more to Phil, but not to me so much. But, yeah, I look forward to playing it, man, because the scenario and the story of the game is totally believable. And that's one of the things I have. I have a soft spot for games where the characters are believable. You know, you can relate to the situation that's happening and all that stuff. I mean, L.A. Noire is based on real situations and all that stuff. But could I ever be a cop? No, that's unlikely. could you be a guy facing a moral dilemma? Hell yeah. What guy hasn't faced a moral dilemma in their lives? I mean, it happens. So I can relate. And I really look forward to playing this game. Like I said, I pre-ordered it so I can get that pre-order bonus. And it comes out tomorrow. And no, I don't have time to go to GameSpot tomorrow and pick it up. I don't. I don't have the time. When I work, there was 6 hours of sleep that I can get. And in between those 6 hours of sleep is work and getting to and from work. That is it. There's no time to go and do something, you know, extracurricular before and after work. It's just literally going from point A to point B and sleeping, getting up, going from point A to point B again and completing your work tasks and coming home again and going back to bed. It's a simple procedure. That's why I can't do shows at certain days of the week, because like, especially when I'm working, because I don't have the time. I don't have the time. The only way that I would have the time is if I got a ride. And the chances of that happening most of the time are slim to none. So I going back to Catherine, I look forward to it. The PlayStation 3, here in Canada, they got an alternate cover version of the PlayStation 3 version. You got one where the girl, Catherine, is provocatively taking her top off, basically, like removing the straps of her shirt and exposing her bra, which to me is tasteful. Then you got another one that doesn't do that. So I don't know what it is with North America and their fear of nudity. I don't understand it. Like, I don't know, do they think that showing a pair of tits or showing a girl covering up her nipples, is that going to enrage someone to go rape someone immediately? I mean, this isn't Japan. I mean, I don't think the North American nation is so sexually starved that it would cause them to go into a sexual frenzy. But then again, that's my opinion. I'm going to talk about that in another audio boo some other time. But maybe I'm too European. That's probably what it is. I'm too European and I just don't adjust to that part of the society. I can't conform to it. I don't get it. Because apparently here in North America, sex is such taboo. You know, it's such a terrible and awful and icky thing to do that we have to cover it and we have to hide it, you know. And that's why we got so many teen pregnancies. I'm going to start walking back because I don't have much time. I actually spent my lunch actually eating lunch. And I'm not taking that one something in the morning. Wow, it is pretty cold. I should have brought my sweater out. But yeah, looking forward to Catherine. I can't wait to play that. If it arrives before Friday, I'm probably not going to have time to play it. I would probably prefer that it arrives when I'm on my 7 days off. And then I can actually, you know, go out and play it. So that means my gaming backlog is mainly all on PlayStation 3 now. I finished Raiden 4. I still got to do a review on that. I'm having a little problem with the microphone I bought. I don't know if the wire in my boom mic that's built into it is fucked. Or if the quarter-inch adapter that I bought for it is fucked. It could be either or, but I don't have the instruments to test the cables. So I'll have to see. I don't know. Could I take a multimeter, whatever, however you guys say it, and basically test the current from one prong to another? I'm going to try that, actually. I do have a multimeter. I can see if there's current going through, because if current's going through, that means the cable works. But if it doesn't, then that means the cable's busted, because I don't know if it's the cable that's busted or if it's the little adapter that I got that's busted, or both. I don't know. Because otherwise, I got to go to Steve's Music and go to get a fucking cable, XLR cable to quarter-inch audio, stereo. I really don't want to do that. It's not like those cables are expensive, but if I can avoid it, I'll avoid it. Because XLR cables are pretty huge. They're pretty thick. But yeah, again, looking forward to Catherine. I can't wait to play it. And see what that game is all about, if the hype is true. I just hope that I hope the game is long enough. On the other hand, when you're playing a game like that, I mean, it has no replay value. I mean, there's only one story, unless it's got multiple endings. I don't know if it's got multiple endings or not. I gotta check up on that. There is multiplayer, but I think it's only local. I don't know if it's online. I would like to play some co-op multiplayer with Phil if that was possible. That'd be wicked. Anyhow, I'm going to head back in here. Looking forward to Catherine. And after Catherine, though, I have no idea what I'm going to play. I guess I'm going to have to start chugging through the backlog, which is Blaze Blue Continuum Shift. I think I can probably finish that one first, because it's a fighting game. I can finish it with a couple of characters and then be done with it. So, we'll see. Yeah, I'll probably play Continuum Shift first, and then Mortal Kombat. But, anyways, until next time, toodles!